Kav Tivnoi Vikashoi Tanan. Hamishna Tivoi Vikashoi Tanan. Mishrum Dimas Sharki. So Rashi, we're talking about when you put outside there your straw. And your straw, that's very slippery. So then Taki Yechayiv. So Rashi says like this. The Mechayiv, the Adayin Lenasal Zevla, didn't come into manure yet. The Koshimim, and they're very hard. O Machlik, and they're slippery. The Chikom Rav Yehuda, the Zevul Komer. When does the Yehuda say you have a right to bring it out to Rishus Rabim? That's when it's in the form of manure already. The Moitzi Yodim Zobla, Shainan Loyach Lach Lekokach. To take out manure that's not so slippery, then you have a right to put it down in the Rishus Rabim so that people should walk over it and make it better. But to put out the real raw material, just the straw itself, that's very slippery, could be then Rav Yehuda agrees you have no right to bring it out. So therefore, when a Mishnah says Yechayiv, could even go according to Rav Yehuda. Then the Mishnah says, Kol HaKoydim Behem Zocher. Whoever is first to be Zocher in this manure has a right to keep it. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Bein Begufim Bein Beshvachim. So since the person had no right to put it there, whoever wants to now has the right to be Zocher, take it away. So Rav holds either the guf, that means the actual straw itself you can take away, or else the shvachin. If eventually, like after a few days already, it turned out to be manure, it's worth more now, so not only the manure can you take away, but even the gufon, the actual straw itself. Oziri Yamaziri says no. Vishvachin, the Rabban only makes a kenas on the shvach. What got worth more because of the Rishus Rabim, that's what you have right to take away. Avoloi the gufon, but the actual straw itself, that is no kenas, that you have no right to take away. Mercer the Mike and the what's the machlekes Rav and Ziri? Rav Sova Konsa Gufa Mishum Shvachin. That they made a gzera upon the Gufa not to Mishum Shvachin. Like Enechnar Medikas first should be is we don't want you to gain through the Rishus Rabin. So we don't want you to gain the Shvach. But once they made a gzera on that, they made a gzera on the Gufan also. Well, Ziri Sova like Konsa Gufa Mishum Shvachin. No, that they did not make the Knas upon the Gufan. The actual straw you have no right to take, only the Shvach, what got worth more, that's what you have a right to take. Tanan, it says, Lian the Baal Mishnah, Ha-hoifich es aglau b'shus rabim. If somebody turns over the manure and the shus rabim, Fuhuzak ben-achon, then somebody else trips over it, Chayiv ben-zokav. You're Chayiv. Now, the Ilu, the last case, it doesn't say, V'ilu kol ha-koydim zokha le-katoni. Here it doesn't say whoever wants to come and be zokha could be zokha in it. How come? So, Rashi's why mishum the galal zel rei because that's the chuz the rei that's the gufon itself and it's not mashbichin with shusarabim. So for it's a raya to ziri they only made a knas on the shvachon and not on the gufon. That's why in the sefer the manure itself the galal itself there's no shvachon there. That's why it doesn't say you could take it. But according to Rav that even the gufon you could take, why doesn't it say it there? Tamara says no, it could be toni l'reisha v'ad in l'sefer. It says in the reisha kol akoydim zocha, so the din of the reisha could be applied to the sefer also. Because the Gemara Iva, Tonya Lo, we learned on this, Asur Mishum Gezla, it says no. It says Mashm in the last case, and it says it's also Mishum Gezla, you're not allowed to take it. So Chur that goes on the Sefer. So Chur you see in the Sefer by the Gufon, it's a riot to Ziri, you're not allowed to take it. There's no Kanat to take away the Gufon. So Gemara says, Kikatonya Asur Mishum Gezla. When does it say it's also Mishum Gezla? Akula Mastis Nekor is going upon the whole Mishnah. And it means, Li Oysem Shekodin Vezocha. It means to say, if somebody went and took it away, he has a right to own it. Now when he owns it, it's his. And if somebody else comes and takes it away from him, he's over the Issa Gezel. For the Gemara of Olai Ketoni Yochel, we didn't learn like this. The Tanan we learned. Ha-moitzi tavna v'kash l'rishus rabim l'zavlam. If somebody takes out his straw to l'rishus rabim to make it into manure, v'hu zak b'mach, if somebody trips and hurts himself, chayiv b'nezokav, yechayiv for the damage. And it says, clearly b'chol akardim bozocha, that whoever comes and takes it can take it. But it says, Umutu Mishum Gezel. Master, if somebody else comes and takes it away from him, there's no Issa Gezel. So you can't tell me what it means before Osu Mishum Gezel means. If somebody takes away from this person that is Gezel, here it says clearly there's no Issa Gezel to take it away from the second person. And if somebody turns over the manure of the Shus Rabin, Vuzek Venacha, somebody else comes and trips over it. Chayiv, Itaki Yechayiv. The second one is the Bala Bor now, he's Chayiv. The Osu Mishum Gezel, and there's an Issa Gezel over here. So here you can't say the Issa Gezlia means for somebody else that was Zecher in it. Because somebody else that was Zecher in it, there's no Issa Gezlia. Here it says also Mishum Gezl. So when it says Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Galal Karomis, yes, Nakash on Galal, on manure, Dover Shiesh by Shvach, Konsu Gufa Mishum Shvachoi. When does Rav say they made Xer upon the Gufon? Only something that Shaykh have Shvach. Something that could become better, then they made it there even upon the gufan also. But something like halal, Dovo shein boy shvach loy konso, but someone doesn't have shvach altogether, like the glal, here they didn't make a kenas. Rav also agrees to this. Iboilu, I have a question like this. The divrei yoyim mekonso gufim mishon shvach, according to Rav, it says they made a kenas on gufon, mishon shvachom liyalta kansinon, or lechimaisi shvacha kansinon. Did they make the kenas right away? Or maybe they've already made the kenas later, they first made the kenas later when it brings the shvach. Alright, we'll stop here.
In the middle. You hold my daf lamed on the base. In the middle, start again. Iboilihu. A little in the middle. Iboilihu. Ladivri Yoimir. According to the one, according to Rav, that says, Konsu gufon mishum shvachon. That if somebody puts like this manure out in the Rishus Ravim, that people could hurt themselves with it. So it's like a mazik. So we say they made a kenas. Whoever wants to can take it away. So they hold konsu gufon, even the guf of the straw, you can take away also mishum shvachon. Also, what will get better, the shvach, when it turns over later into the manure, when it comes better for you, that's the ikra kanas. But they even asked the gufon also. So Gemara asked the question, liyalta kantinen, do we make a kanas right away that as soon as you put your straw out, your straw outside to a shus rabin, if somebody wants to, you can come and take it away? Or lichimaisi shivcha, Shvacha kantinon, or else no, you only make the kenas later on when the shvach comes. When the shvach comes, when the straw attains it, changed into manure, then you have a right to take away everything. But maybe right now, no. So Mor says, Tarshma, come and bring your raya. Midiarin and Galal, since they brought a proof before, they asked a question before, according to the Rav, from the Loch of Galal. Now, Galal was the manure itself, and it didn't change over, there's no shvach at all. So you see, you have a right to take it away even before it changes over to become shvach, to become better. So Gemara starts with Tisbra. Is there any proof from that? Ki Arin and Galal. When do we ask the question from Galal on Rav? Mikme de Lishani Rav Nachman. Before Rav Nachman answered his teretz. But I'll tell you, Labosa de Shani Rav Nachman, after Rav Nachman answered his teretz, that Miik Lemirma Galal Kalal, you can't ask the question from Galal altogether. And Rav Nachman gave a teretz and said, when does Rav say we'll make a kenas? On the gufa not a shvachon, only something that has a shvach to it. But galal, the manure itself that doesn't have any shvach to it, there even Rav agrees, like there's no kenas. So therefore, you can't bring any proof. What haven't we know, because talking about, we're asking the question, halacha, what's going to be according to Rav Nachman's teretz? Zumar says, leima katanoim, let's say it's a machlokes tanoim. There's halacha, shtar shekosav baribis. If somebody has a shtar halvo, I'm lending you money. And we write up a shtar and the interest is written into the shtar. It says that I lend you $100 and you have to pay me back $110. So it says, Alocho, Koinsinoisoi, we make a kenas. We don't let you use this shtar. The malva can't collect. He can't collect not the $100 and not the $10. We make a kenas both. You can't get the $100 and the kenas and the ribis. Diva Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, no, Goyves HaKeren, the actual $100, that is no Issa, the $100 that you borrowed, that he could collect the Malva. Avoloyes HaRibis, you just can't use this Shtar, you can't collect the Ribis. So Lechura, you see it's a Machlekes, so they make a Kenas, Gufon Mishum Shvachon. Lema, let's say, Rav Diyamik Rabbi Meir. Rav that says they made a Kenas upon the Gufon, holds like Rabbi Meir. So we made a kenas, the malva can't collect the moner either, the milver either. Well, ziri, the yomek rabbonin, and ziri that says, no, the only made a kenas upon the shvachon, holds like the rabbonin, you just can't use the shtar to collect the ribis. But to collect the halvor, the money, you could collect it. Samara says, no, that's not the machlokes tanoim. Omuloch Rav says back, ano di yam rafil rabbonin. I could go even according to the rabbonin shita. And I'll tell you like this. Ad kan up until now, loy kamri rabbonin hosan, the rabbonin didn't say over there that when somebody lends money, the ribis, that we only make a kenas upon the ribis and not the money, ela keren de batera. Because over there, the keren is batera. Like when I lent $100, that you're allowed to lend. The yisra was the ribis, but the actual keren was done better. Therefore, I don't make a kenas upon the keren. Avul Hoch over here, when somebody puts a straw into the Rishus Rabim, Karen Gufo Kamaski. The Karen, the straw itself, is what doing the damage. So
therefore, here Rav says, I hold, everybody agrees to me, that when you put a mazik in the Rosh Hashanah, there's a kenas that whoever wants to come and take away the whole mazik, not only the shvach, but even the keren, the original also. Oziri Yamalach, Ziri says back to them, no. Also that Anodi Yamra Filu Rameya. Ziri that says he only made a shvach, he only made a kenas on the shvach, not on the keren, says, I even go according to Rameya. That holds that by ribis, they made a kenas on both, the keren and the ribis. Why? I'll say a story like this. Ad kan loy kama Rabbi Meir hosen up, because Rabbi Meir only said, we'll make a kenas upon the ribis. Elo de mishas, ksiva, di ovid le shuma. Because mishas, they go to write down the shtar. So there's a shuma. You're speaking out clearly, I owe you $100, I'm lending you $100, and you have to pay me back $110. So there's a lav right now. And Rashi says, shoma lov neshach. Right now we said clearly how much ribis, how much interest you're going to have to pay. The Ovav Leisa Simon. You're over a lav right now in Leisa Simon. When you lend money, you're not allowed to put ribis. And even speak out right now the ribis. So it's a lav right now. But since you did a nisa right now, that's why the Rameya says we'll make a kenas upon the keren and the ribis. Because the Shasta keren, you're doing a nisa. Avol Hocha, but over here when you put out your straw, Miyayma Damazik. Who says somebody's going to get hurt from your straw? Like you're not doing a vada issa right now. It's only if somebody gets hurt later that you put a mazik there. But it's not for sure somebody will get hurt. So therefore here Ziri says we don't make a knas upon the keren or to the shvach. Mar says now lema, let's say kani tanoi. Let's say though the machlekes are told him this tanoim. It says hamoitzi tavno v'kashlo shusarabim lezavlam. If somebody puts out his straw into the Rishus Rabin, that people should step over to make it into manure, for Huzak ben Achar, and somebody else trips and hurts himself, Chayiv ben Iskoy, that the one that put it out, he's Chayiv to pay for the damage. And also it says, V'chol HaKoydim ben Zochom, whoever comes first to take it away, has a right to keep it. And the Asura Mishum Gezlet, there's an Issa Gezel, whoever takes it is over the Issa Gezel. We have Yishima Megamliel Loimer, it says like this, Kol HaMekalklim Rishus Rabin. Whoever puts like a mazik, like a boron or shusarabim, the haziku and somebody gets hurt there, chayovim l'shalom, you have to pay for the damage. Whoever comes and takes it away has a right to take it away. But it says here, umutor mishum gezel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says there's no issa gezel. If somebody comes away and takes it away from him, there's no issa gezel. That's the machlokes here. Is there an issa gezel or there's not an issa gezel? So Mar says, lagufa kasha, I have a stira here. Omar, the first you're telling me, kol akoydim bem zocha. First thing, whoever wants to come and take it away. So Mashma, the first one that put the straw down, did something wrong, and therefore there's a kenas, whoever wants to come and take it away. If so, how could you learn v'hor to come, and then you say, asur mishum gezel, that it's also to take it, you're stealing it. Like, how could you say you're stealing it? If the halacha is you're allowed to take it, how could you say you're over the issa gezel? El olav doesn't mean to say that hachikom, this is what it means to say. Whoever comes and takes away the shvach has the right to keep the shvach. What became better, what became worth more, that you have a right to take away. But the asura mishum gezla gufon, but the guf of the straw that's still there, that you have no right to take away, that's still gezla if you take it. So it is a raya to ziri that holds that they only gave you a right to take away the shvach and not to take away the gufon. And now the also Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he comes and says, "Lemeimar afilu gufa nami." Even the guf, the original straw, also kol akordim bohen zocho. Whoever comes to take it, could keep it. And that's why he holds ain by mishum gezel. So churas and achlekes tanoim in the svar of Rav and Ziri. So it's like this: leziri according to Ziri vade tanoim. For sure, it's an achlekes tanoim. That Ziri says you have no right to take away the gufon. Here for sure, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, you have a right to take away the gufon. So Ziri for sure is telling the machlokes tanoim. But Larav, according to the Rav that says you can even take away the gufon, nilei matanoihi. Does Rav have to say it's a machlokes tanoim? No, omelach Rav, Rav gets to answer and say like this. The kula yalma, both of them agree, konsu gufon mishum shvachon. There is a kenas. And if somebody puts a straw around the Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanan said, whoever wants to come and take it away, can take away both the guf, the actual straw, and what became better, the gufon and the shvachon. So what's the machlokes over here? For hocha b'halocha v'yein moirin kain kamiflagi. Here the machlokes is, whether that's the halocha, could you teach other people or not? That's called halocha v'yein moirin kain. The Yitma learned like this. Rav Huna v'amar Rav, Halacha, it's taka halacha, whoever wants to come and take away both the guf and the shvachon, but v'yoin murin kain. We don't teach other people like this. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rashi says, Tanakhama sava, halacha the konsa gufon. It's taka halacha like Rav. That we do kansin, you can take away the guf. But our kopon v'yoin murin kain. We don't go and teach it l'rabim to other people. So v'hokakom, that's what I meant to say. Kol akaydu v'em zokom, afilu gufon, the evid. But the Yosem Reish come on the Luchad, if it comes to ask us, can I do it or not? We tell them, no, there's Nisa Gezel. That's called Halacha, if you do it, it's okay. But the Ein Murin came, we don't teach you to do that way. That's what the Tanakhama holds. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, he holds even a Murin came, we can teach people, you're allowed to do it. So it could be both of them agree, though, Mikar Adin to Rav. Nothing more says, Ravada Barava Omar, Halacha Murin came, you should know the Halacha is, we can teach others. Yeah. So Mela, it's good that the Shimon Gamliel, that's what Shimon Gamliel is saying, that the halacha is and even Murin Kain, but they both go according to Rav. For the Gemara, ain't it's not that way. For Rav Huna, a afker chushli, Rav Huna was mafke chushli. Rashi says that's bali, pearled bali, peeled bali. And Ravada barat, what does afker mean? Somebody put it out with Shusha Rabin, and he went and was mafker it. So here you see he was Meira. He was Meira that whoever wants to come and take it away. So here you see he holds halacha Meirin Kain. And before we're saying he holds halacha of Ein Meirin Kain. And also Ravada Barava Afger.